Well, hello there, guys. Welcome to eclipse season. We are barreling towards the North Node eclipse that is going to be taking place on Monday the 8th. And boy, oh boy, is it going to be wild. So sit down, buckle up, buckle in, and get ready for the next episode, which is covering the full week of April 8th. Good morning, my little lovers. How are you all doing? Last week, I released the podcast a little early, and it seemed you all loved that. So we're going to start doing that more on a regular, with the weekly podcast coming out a few days before the week begins. At least one day before. It depends on my schedule, to be honest. So these are the astrological aspects for the week of April 8th. Well, guys, buckle up and get ready, because a powerful North Node eclipse is taking place in Aries as it ushers in a new chapter, a fresh start, and a level up in our lives that could, probably will, change everything. But believe it or not, my little lollipops, the eclipse isn't the only big deal that is taking place, because also on the same day, the sun will come to conjunct Chiron, our wounded healer. So my babes, let's jump into it and see what the week has in store for us. All right, guys, let's just start off with the eclipse, since I know that's why you're all here. The North Node eclipse is all about new beginnings, fresh starts, and it's also happening in Aries, which is the first sign of the zodiac, so double that new beginning energy vibe. Now, it's noteworthy that there is a lot of energy in Aries when this eclipse is taking place. We have the sun and the moon, obviously, since those are the two eclipsing each other. But we also have Venus, who will have just arrived in Aries at that time, or by the 8th. Aries, the goddess of discord, not to be mistaken with Aries. So there's Aries, the zodiac sign, and Aries, which is a protoplanet, and she's the goddess of discord, as I just said. And we'll also have Chiron, the wounded healer, and Mercury, the ruler of communication, who is currently a retrograde and bringing back the past. Now, the North Node eclipse is normally all about new chapters. And yes, that is for sure will be the case for most of us out there. But that said, some of us will in fact see that a new chapter is somehow involving the past, since Mercury is stirring that past pot up for all of us right now. Also, and this is a separate aspect, but let's just pull it all together in the eclipse pod. Chiron, the ruler of wounding and healing, will also, on Monday the 8th, conjunct the sun. So, that's pretty wild. Now, remember, conjunctions are wild card aspects and can go either way. But given that the North Node eclipse is taking place, I get a feeling that many of you will be having a chance to heal a wound in a really big way. But it must be said, because I feel I have to, some of you will see a massive wound rolling in. Here's the astrological math, guys. We have the North Node eclipse, which equals new beginnings, fresh starts, new chapters. It's a big deal. We've got Mercury retrograde, bringing back the past. Chiron, sun conjunction, which is a fundamental wound healing or creation of a big wound. Venus in Aries equals love and money matters to the front of the line. Aries in Aries, in between Mercury retrograde and the eclipse, as well as Chiron, equals perhaps some chaos thrown in the mix. You see how this math is complicated and how this really could play out in many different ways for you guys. Some of you will see massive new chapters beginning that don't involve the past at all. Others of you will see massive new chapters beginning with something or someone from your past. Some of you could see situations exploding in really dramatic ways, but honestly, guys, honestly, I really think for the most of us out there, what is going to be taking place this week will be fundamentally fantastic. Remember, eclipse energy is in full play 10 days before and 10 days after. So if your big moment doesn't arrive on the 8th precisely, hang in tight, guys, because I have a feeling it's coming, and it's coming in hot. Also on Monday the 8th, Jupiter, the ruler of fame, fortune, luck, and acceleration, will have two minor aspects, a minor positive with the sun, which should bring some luck and forward motion to a fundamental matter. Then Jupiter will come to have a minor stressed aspect with Venus, the ruler of love and money, which could see some pressure put on a love or money matter. This feels minor to me, and I'm willing to bet the result of this minor stressed moment will have long-term positive results. All right, kiddos, on to Tuesday the 8th, and we have no major or minor aspects, which is fine, after the whopper of a day we are sure to have on Monday the 8th. The moon, which controls our emotions, will move out of Aries, where he eclipsed, and into Taurus. This will help ground our feelings, which I'm sure will be needed by that point. Moon will then have a square, which is a stressed aspect to Pluto, the ruler of the unseen, and I get a feeling some dirty little secrets are coming to the surface. Keep your ears peeled for that, guys. It should be gossip worthy and also probably a bit shocking. Okay, my loves, let's move on to Wednesday the 10th, and we have another wild card kind of day, as Mars, the ruler of action and the god of war, will come to conjunct to Saturn, the ruler of structure, karma, and lessons. Now, Saturn is the builder and the teacher. So, as you know, I'm repeating myself, but it's worth repeating, I believe conjunctions are wild cards. They can go either way. A conjunction is when two bodies are in the same sign at the same degrees. So guys, it's pretty simple. Either actions are taken to build something that is destined to be, or actions are taken or were taken and now exposed to tear something down. Conjunctions to me always have the power of fate behind them. They're kind of like mini eclipses because they're just on top of each other. That's a very rare relationship. But right now we have all the planets, most of the planets, on one side of the chart. So they're all just conjuncting each other after each other after each other. So it's a little wild ride and we're not done. Venus has got some, we've got Jupiter and Uranus conjuncting and Taurus soon. I mean, it's a little, there's a lot going on and it's not over yet. So whatever is coming up, it's either coming up or it's being torn down. And whichever one is happening, guys, it's destined to happen. Might be a little comfort if you don't want something to be torn down, but there might not be much you can do about it. Next up on the 10th, Uranus, the ruler of change, surprise, and explosions, will have two minor aspects. First, we have a minor stressed aspect with Venus, the ruler of love and money. Now, this could see a change taking place within the love or money matter. I don't necessarily think it will be bad. This could be a situation moving to a next level, and that move could feel stressful or scary. But yes, this could be a plain old issue within a love or money matter. After that, Uranus will come to have a minor positive aspect with the sun, so another change within a fundamental situation or relationship within our lives. So, if you do see Uranus to Venus cause an issue, Sun to Uranus could bring about a positive change that is needed. However, these two hits for you, my loves, change, change, change is in the air, which is not surprising given the powerful eclipse season we are currently in. But hang on, guys, because we aren't done with Wednesday the 10th yet, as Jupiter will come to have a minor positive aspect with Chiron, the ruler of wounding and healing. So this should offer you some luck to either get past blocks that have been put before you, or to heal a situation into a better place. With Jupiter putting his shiny touch on this, anything that is healed or unblocked under the influence of this aspect should be good to go and moving forward in a renewed and fast manner. Okay, guys, let's leave Wednesday in the past and move on to Thursday the 11th. And we have not left Conjunction City yet, as Mercury, the ruler of communication, contracts, technology, travel, and more, will come to conjunct the Sun, the ruler of the fundamental parts of our lives. So, at the risk of sounding like a broken record, this is another wild card aspect, guys. Even more so because Mercury's retrograde. But the math here is actually pretty simple to me, honestly. How's this going to hit for a lot of us out there? All right. A past situation that was once or still is fundamental to us, because just because something's over doesn't mean it's not still important to us, is back from the past with something new to offer. Now, that's not to say it will be the past for us all, but honestly, kind of for us all. this is a communication of some kind from someone or something from our past that was once or still is super important to us. Or this could be something that was put on the table before, didn't move forward, and is now back up. Example, you were up for a promotion, but then it was put on hold, and now it's moving forward, and yay, you're promoted. Or this could be something as simple as a dude you went on a date with and never heard back from, coming back and really understanding that he wants to try things with you again. Or kids, on the flip side, it could be something more major than that. This could be an ex-lover could be coming back now with new confessions of love. Otherwise, guys, this could be some really hard news that you weren't expecting and definitely didn't want. It's a wild card, guys, so play the hand you're dealt and get ready for a wild ride. This is a communication wild card. Also, on the 11th, the moon is doing all kinds of stuff, but it's mostly positive. So you should be in a pretty good and happy mood. Moon will then move into Gemini, though, which could make you a little double-sided. Think before you speak, because you might regret expressing your feelings without thinking them through on the 11th. All right, my babes, Friday the 12th, April 12th, and it's another rest day with no major or minor aspects. The moon is moving and grooving with two positive and two stressed. So it could be a little up and down on Friday, but for the most part, pretty chill. All right, BBs, let's move on to Saturday, April 13th, and we have two minor aspects. First up, Mercury will have a minor positive aspect with Uranus. So this should be news, communications, conversations rolling in that something is changing or that something surprising is now taking place or about to take place. Since it's a minor one, it could be letting you know it's going to take place. This could be an exciting announcement as well. Overall, you should be taking steps in the direction you were hoping to be heading. But when there's a push, there's a pull. When Mercury, the ruler of action, comes to have a minor stressed aspect with Pluto, the ruler of the unseen. So honestly, guys, this feels like the cat is out of the bag. Actions taken are now exposed as the truth of the matter comes to the surface. I suppose this could also be you guys having to take or being pushed to take some actions you'd rather not take. However this hits for you guys, it shouldn't be an earth-shattering thing, but it may not be the most pleasant of energies. All right, kids, Sunday the 14th, and tying up the week, we have only one minor aspect when Mercury, the ruler of communication, comes to have a minor positive aspect with Jupiter. So this should be some lucky news or some good luck in a conversation that has previously been difficult. This can be a past matter that is back up for another round at this time. It should be pretty smooth. Moon is a little up and down on the 14th with a square to Venus and a trine to Saturn and Mars. So good and bad moods could be up for us on Sunday. I think you kind of might wake up kind of crabby and then like later be like, woo-woo, let's go out and have a drink. It's sort of that vibe. So my loves, that is it for the major, minor, and emotional aspects of the week ahead. And well, it's gonna be a week to say the least. We are still in destined times as the eclipses are here, they are queer, and they are tossing shit up in the air as the cards fall back to the table and land where they may. This week and into next, we remain in destined times, which means anything that happens, good or bad, is meant to happen, my loves, whether we like it or not. Paths are splitting. Relationships are forming, offers are arriving, doors are unlocking, and others are shutting closed as energies shift things around within our lives in the order that they probably always should have been. The past is back, and boy oh boy, is it back, with the power of fate behind it as destined situations that ended, that shouldn't have ended, are now back on the table once again. Mercury being retrograde during eclipse season is kind of like something ended back when, because in order for it to ever be right or to ever truly move forward, it needed to end first. It's like that shit, right? During that ending and the time that the situation was over, growth, rebirth, and changes took place that allowed the situation to become once again. That is totally Mercury retrograde during eclipse season. It's shit like that. Now, with the eclipses back in focus, destiny has us once again firmly within her grasp as those situations come back with a renewed sense of hope and excitement. But it's not all past this and past that, guys, as the North Node eclipse aims to bring many of us new chapters and unexpected twists and turns to current stories as well. The week of April 8th, we'll see the veil lifted for many of us out there as destined light bulbs go off over our heads and suddenly it all begins to make sense. Many of us have and will continue to see massive shifts in direction and desire as new doors open that change the trajectory and wants we have for our future. The past 10 to 20-ish days have brought on a lot of upheaval and chaos as doors were slammed shut, intense actions were taken, and situations and people were exposed for what they really were. But amidst that chaos, my loves, a story was unfolding, one that was leading us away from the situations that weren't meant for us and right into the situations that were indeed destined for us. The week of April 8th brings new developments to new stories that are playing out at this time. And yes, for some of us out there, new developments to old stories we thought had ended for good. Chiron, the wounded healer, will be the unstable element in the week that could drum up old wounds or could be healing them once and for all. Who knows? It's Chiron. But no matter how this week plays out, no matter the ups and downs you might face, one thing is for sure, my loves, and that is you are right where you need to be. Trust that, if nothing else, and let the story unfold. Because where you end up and with whom you end up there with could be the very story you have always been hoping to write. That's it for the week ahead, my loves. I certainly hope this helped. Thanks for listening. As always, it's me, Marcus Barrington, and this is Daily Astrology. Be kind, be honest, let's emote and evolve together today, tomorrow, and always. Have a destined great week. And honestly, guys, you know, it should be mostly moving in a forward direction, but that's not always the case for us. I mean, the eclipses since 2021 for me have been like kick to the crotch, kick to the face, kick to the stomach. Then let's just kick him in the crotch again and maybe kick him one more time in the face. Right? They've been difficult eclipses. But these are a little different. You know, this particular South Node eclipse that took place on March 25th was so fucking dramatic. Oh my God. I mean, first of all, I think I get like a larger perspective because so many of you guys reach out to me either on social media or friends who know my phone number directly. And so I hear the drama that was going on around the 25th, including myself. Oh my God, the drama I was dealing with, which now I look back on it and I'm like, oh Lord, why did I even engage? But like, there was a lot of tossing up of things, a lot of things that I think we were a little disillusioned about, that we were disillusionedly, you know, participating in with rose-colored glasses. I mean, just shit went haywire. So this eclipse on the 8th really should be, we're not there yet, right? So I'm recording this on Thursday, April 4th. I had to look at the calendar. I don't know where I am right now. So we should be seeing these things sort of hammering themselves out. And we should see a lot of new beginnings. Again, the new beginning could be a completely fresh new beginning, but it could also be a new beginning with an old story. We should be seeing new opportunities rolling in, advancements, level ups, both in love, work, friendships, you name it. But that's not to say that this week will lack chaos or drama or even departures. Because It doesn't work like that, guys. You don't get one bad week and then guaranteed one good week. And eclipses are shadow energy. They're shadow work. Like either the moon or the sun is being, you know, cut out somehow, right? So yes, the North Node eclipse is about new beginnings. Yes, the North Node eclipse is about bringing things in, opening doors, building bridges. But that is not to say that we're not going to be faced with adversity this week. We definitely are. Some of us definitely are. So just be prepared. Just understand the two go hand in hand. Remember, you've only been told to hide bad feelings, like, oh, I'm sad. And you've only been told that sadness is bad, or you only believe that sadness is bad because you've been told it's bad, right? Like, oh, you should be happy and smile all the time. No, 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 no. Sadness is just as valuable. And I personally think the difficult emotions are actually more valuable. Because think about it, guys. How much do you make big fundamental changes within your life? How often do you do that when you're like so happy and everything's great? Probably very rarely, right? It's not until you're in that dark space or that sadness or whatever that you look around at your life or a particular situation and say, I'm tired of feeling like this. Something needs to change. So I really want you to keep that motto in mind as you go through this week. There's a lot of really good things, but there's also going to be challenges that are presented. And I don't want you to let those challenges or the challenges that I have been going on the past couple of weeks, because like I said, I've heard from a lot of you and I know we've all been going through it. But I don't want you to let the challenges you're going through or recently went through or might even face this week to put any kind of a damper on the excitingness of what is still happening in other areas. And yes, you might have to pay a price tag in order to move forward with this destined thing that the North Node is going to bring to us. That's normal, guys. It's normal to have to say, yes, I want to do this, which means now, no, I can't do that. There's going to be some tough, I just felt this, now I have goosebumps. There are going to be some tough conversations that come in this week where feelings are exposed, things come up, and decisions are going to need to be made. It's okay. It's okay. You are right where you need to be. I fucking promise you that. Believe that. Know that. Take a breath. Step into the bathroom for a second if you need a minute. And then come out holding hand in hand with your value and your self-worth. Believe in yourself and have the conversation. Make the decision. Step down that path. Open that destined door. Whatever it looks like for you, believe that you are right where you need to be. And if you can keep that belief, and if you can hold on to it, then you can do this. You can do that difficult situation. You can face it. You can take that destined moment. You are good enough for it. You can fall in love with that person. You can open your heart. Whatever it is, you can do it. I believe in you. I believe in me. And I'm excited, nervous, anxious, and thrilled about next week and the weeks after. So let's get at it, guys, and let's get to it. Talk to you next week, Monday. Well, no, probably Sunday or Saturday, since I have agreed to release the podcast early. Okay, bye.